أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. إن شاء الله we'll continue تفسير سورة النصر. It's not left too much. Might be we will be إن شاء الله finishing on time. I will ask Sheikh Sahab Mahmoud to recite Surah Al-Nasr another time.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم وبلغ رسوله الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين الشاكرين بقلب سليم. الله سبحانه وتعالى revealed that surah to his prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم before he left this dunya by days. And we explained that at the beginning, and then we came to where he, Allah said, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. Means, Ya Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, as we said in the previous session, that when you want to present a nice gift, you wrap it nicely and then you tie it with a ribbon in order to present it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after I gave you my help and opened for you Mecca and you became a conqueror to Mecca, now you have to know that فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ, glorify your Lord and thank Him, praise Him, means come to me and tell your ummah to come to me when they want to come to me, not to jump directly without respect. No. And we said last time that Islam has the best discipline, the best protocol that you have to follow. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ, glorify me, praise me, then وَاسْتَغْفِرُ, then ask forgiveness. Then I will give you my forgiveness, Ya Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And in that Surah Al-Fatih, Surah 48, I will ask Sheikh Sahib Mahmoud to recite the first two verses or three verses.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا فتحنا لك فتحا مبينا ليغفر لك الله ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر ويتم نعمته عليك ويهديك صراطا مستقيما وينصرك الله نصرا عزيزا. هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين ليزدادوا إيمانا مع إيمانهم ولله جنود السماوات والأرض وكان الله عليما حكيما صدق الله العظيم.
That is the Surah Al-Fatih, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam support and make him victorious. So if we look at that surah, we see that Allah say, إِنَّا فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا, we have given you, O Muhammad, a manifest victory. a great victory. And in the surah of Al-Nasr, if we look, he say, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. When Allah's help come, and He makes you victorious. These two are relating to each other. Then he say, لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. That Allah may forgive you your sins of the past and the future. And here he say, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ سُورَةُ النَّصْرِ فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ. Glorify your Lord, praise Him and ask forgiveness. And here he say the same thing, that Allah may forgive you your sins of the past and the future. After His victory. Means after every victory, there is forgiveness. Means after every victory against the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is telling us, hint here, that not only physical victory on enemies, but spiritual victories on the four enemies of Allah's servant, nafs, ego, dunya, this world, desires, hawa, bad desires, and shaitan. When you are victorious on your four enemies within you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time will forgive you, because you are not listening to shaitan, but you are listening to Rahman, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by coming against your four enemies inside you. So Allah, what He will do? He will forgive you. And when He forgive you, what He says also here? And complete His favor on you and guide you on the straight path. Means the great victory that is considered for a human being is the victory against shaitan. He is the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was disobedient. He knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him directly an order to make sajda for Adam. He refused. Allah cursed him. He disobeyed him because he knew the truth and disobeyed. So anyone disobeys shaitan means he is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, what we will do? He will forgive him. And not only forgive him means He will open for him a victory. And He will forgive him means He will give him from, no one can is able to see, from spiritual guidance. مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. Not an eye can see, or an ear can hear, or never come to a mind to a human being what Allah is going to give to that person whom Allah is going to forgive by giving him victory against shaitan. And then what he said, and he will complete his favor, وَيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ. He's going to complete his favor on you. وَيَهْدِيَكَ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا. And he will guide you to the right path. Then we are following the footstep of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Means you will follow, if we are following the footsteps of Prophet, following the Sunnah and Sharia of Prophet, we will reach to see that light coming to us also, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us victorious on our shaitan, forgive us and complete his favor on us by guiding us to the straight path. But here then comes a question. That question says, لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. And Allah will forgive you your sins of the past and the future. Eh, Allahu Akbar. What sins? What the past, your sin of the past. What sins of the past? What Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did sin? Prophet is ma'soom. There is no sin on Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What are these sins of the past And then he said, not only the past, but the future also. لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ whatever in past and whatever in future. And what is in future? Prophet, he is under his Lord's protection. There is no way that he will commit a sin. What Allah wanted to say to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and ulama they say, awliya Allah and scholars they say, لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ, for Allah to forgive you from what? From the sins of your past, means the sins of your parents. From the time of your father and mother until Adam alayhi salam. When you, ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna fatahna laka fatham mubina, we have opened for you a great opening. We have give you a victory on everything, on shaitan, on iblis. We have made you victorious by what? By forgiving all your ancestors from your time to Adam alayhi salam. That is victory. What is victory? If for Allah is going to give victory to Prophet against 100 unbelievers or 1,000 unbelievers, that is not a victory. To Allah's greatness. To Allah's greatness must be something cannot be understood. You cannot imagine it. Must be something huge. And something huge is what? Means I am forgiving everyone that came before you, because all of them, they are your ummah. From your time and before, till Adam alayhi salam, I am forgiving. مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ, and what is after? And in the future, who is in the future? He said in the future. Future in Quran means continuous. In Allah's word never stops. He is telling Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا تَأَخَّرَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا مَا تَقَدَّمُ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ, and whatever coming after means whatever your ummah is going to make sense, I am forgiving them. That is my greatness. It's nothing. You think if all the ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sins were put in one scale, and Allah's only, Allah's greatest name, Allah, is put on the other scale, you think which is heavier? The sins are heavier or Allah's name is heavier? For sure Allah's name is heavier. Nothing can be great except Allah. That's why we say Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. It is not a good translation of the word. Means we are comparing him to something else. When we say Allah, Allah is Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. Greatest of what? Cannot be compared. Even if we want to compare, Allah's greatness is greater than anything else of the sins of the whole world even. Allah, one name, one time you say Allah, is enough to destroy all the sins that you have on you. When Allah say, إِنَّا فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا, we have opened for you, ya Muhammad, a great victory. لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ, he said, we have made that victory of you for you to forgive you. Means victory what? Why to forgive him? If I go and fight enemy, it has nothing to do with victory. I win. What has to do with the sins? Has nothing to do with my sins. But Allah is saying, Verily we have given you Muhammad a manifest victory. Then he said that Allah may forgive you on your sin. This has nothing to do with this. It has something to do when it is more taken into interpretation of spirituality. Means I gave you victory on everything, every devil against Iblis and his army that are running after your ummah. I gave you victory to forgive you from your sin, past sin, means the sins of the ummah that came before you to Adam alayhi salam, and from the sin that coming after you for your ummah that till judgment day finish. That is my decision, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no more bigger victory than that. Victory on shaitan. One army goes and fight. The general in command doesn't like to have one of his soldier to be taken, what you say, prisoner. If he is taking prisoner, he is not considered a victory. Means his soldiers are taken prisoners. Do you think Allah will let the Ummatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be taken prisoner in the hand of shaitan? Then it's not victory. How Allah said to Sayyidina Muhammad, Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina. We have opened to you a manifest victory, a huge victory. To forgive you means forgive you from all sins before and after. To forgive all your ummah. وَيَنْصُرَكَ اللَّهُ نَصْرًا عَزِيزًا. And that Allah may help you with strong help. Help him with strong help. He's giving him help. Allah is giving to Sayyidina Muhammad. He gave him the Sahaba to help him. He gave him Awliyaullah to help him. To keep that ummah in guidance. To keep them going on the right path. And what he said? هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It is who sent down a sakina, calmness and tranquility into the hearts of the believers, that they may grow more in faith along with their present faith. And to Allah belong the hosts of the heavens and the earth, and Allah is ever all-knower, all-wise. So when he gave that victory, he raised up his servants by giving them calmness and tranquility into their hearts, that they may grow more in faith along with their present faith. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, continuation to that Surah Al-Fatih, he gave him Surah Al-Nasr. He said, after I'm giving all this to you, Ya Muhammad, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. Glorify your Lord and praise him. وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ. And ask forgiveness. When you ask forgiveness, what will happen? Allah, Allah. When you ask forgiveness, وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ means ask him to take you back. وَطْلُبْ مِنْهُ الرُّجُوعَ إِلَى مَنْ عَنْ نُورِهِ صَدَرْتَ. Ask him to go back to him. From him your light has been coming out. Because you are the appearances of his secrets and his attributes. To him every order will go back after he bring it in dunya. Means everything that appear, it's appearing from the ocean, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We are to Allah, and to Allah we are going back. Means, Ya Muhammad, astaghfirhu. When you do something, you want to go back, we say, narja' ila Allah. We have to repent back. So he said, Allah saying, Ya Muhammad, ask forgiveness on behalf of the ummah, that Allah may forgive them all. And we explained that last time. May forgive them all, because Allah said, if they are oppressor to themselves and they do sin, they come to you, Ya Muhammad, asking forgiveness, and Allah will forgive them when you, on their behalf, you ask forgiveness, because it is, you are going back, by asking forgiveness, we are going back to Allah from that light that I have created you, Ya Muhammad, and created the whole world, universes, that appearances that appear is to go back to that place. إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. For sure, verily, he is forgiver. Means if you repent, he forgives. Means if you ask him to go back, to open for you that secrets of these names and attributes, and asking forgiveness and glorifying him, Allah will open that for awliya'u. Allah will open that for his saints. Because they are asking from a real heart. And he said in that tafsir, إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا رَجَّاعًا لِأَوْلِيَائِهِ إِلَى مُسْتَقَرِّ قُدْسِهِ. He will bring back his saints to the inner circle of his holy divine presence when they are asking forgiveness. And that's why the best words that you can say is to ask Allah forgiveness. And that's why Prophet ﷺ used to say, when that surah came down, revealed, he used to say, Subhanallah wa bihamdi, Subhanallah al-Azim, Astaghfirullah. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, Subhanallah al-Azim, Astaghfirullah. Means Subhanallah wa bihamdi, glorify be to Allah, and praise to Him. Subhanallah al-Azim, glorify, glory to Allah, He is the greatest. Astaghfirullah, Ya Rabbi, I am asking your forgiveness. Sahaba knew when Prophet ﷺ was reciting that ayah after it was revealed, they were crying because they knew that he is going to leave them behind. And he is going to leave them and die. It is said that when Al-Abbas heard that, فَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ, he was crying. And Prophet said, What? Why you are crying, oh my uncle? He said, Ya Rasulallah, you have already declared that you are leaving us and going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by that ayah. And they said that at that time, never Prophet was seen smiling. And after they say, narrations, they say 3 days, some 7, some 9 days or 11 days, Prophet ﷺ passed away. Allah, Allah. It is said that when Prophet ﷺ, that surah was revealed, he stood and gave khutbah to people, and he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَقَالَ إِنَّ عَبْدًا خَيَّرَهُ اللَّهُ بَيْنَ الدُّنْيَا وَبَيْنَ لِقَائِهِ فَاخْتَارَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ فَعَلِمَ أَبُو بَكْرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ فَقَالَ فَدَيْنَاكَ بِأَنفُسِنَا وَأَمْوَالِنَا وَآبَائِنَا وَأَوْلَادِنَا. That when it was revealed, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood and gave a khutbah, and he said that someone, a servant of Allah, Allah has showed him, asked him, do he prefer dunya or he prefer to go to his Lord? And sahaba, and he preferred to go to his Lord. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq was crying and said, Ya Rasulallah, we give up all our wealth, our children, our families, our parents, but you, Ya Rasulallah, stay with us. Sahaba knew that Prophet ﷺ is leaving this dunya. Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra was crying and said, Ya Abba, O my father, that means that surah that you are leaving us. He said, O my daughter, you are the first one to follow me. And that was a prediction that Sayyida Fatima is going to leave dunya after her father. And after her father, she passed away. After Prophet ﷺ passed away, she passed away. O Muslims, believers, too many things in Holy Quran that when we begin to make tafsir, explanation of these surahs, lot of things open. And this dunya is nothing in it. This dunya is ending. There is nothing to take with you. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the seals of messenger, left this dunya. We are going to leave this dunya. So do for your akhirah. I am not going to say more than your dunya, but at least as you are doing for your dunya. Every one of us running for 8 hours at least, or 10 hours for dunya. He is not running even 1 hour for akhirah. Is not? And this surah is telling us that you are going to die. You are not taking dunya with you. You are going to take for trade of akhirah with you. So you want to trade with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you do for your akhirah as you are doing for your dunya. If you cannot do for your akhirah as you are doing for your dunya, then help those who are doing for their akhirah, for akhirah, help them, then you will be written like them. Means help Islamic causes. So help homeless people. Help sick people. Help Masajidullah. Help build more masajid. Help send Holy Qurans to prisons. Help making da'wah. That is all fi sabilillah. That is all in Allah's way. Help to raise your children in an Islamic environment. That's all will be written as if you are worshipping. But when you forget everything and only your main thinking is dunya, 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 then we are going to face difficulties in our akhirah. But as Allah said to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we hope that Allah will give us mercy with the shafa'a of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. For Allah to forgive you from your past sins and your future sins. Past sins means all your ancestors, future sin, all those who are coming after you. With that hope, we are hoping that we will enter paradise. Or with our amal, is very difficult. May Allah forgive us. May Allah bless us at that night. It is a very important night. The khusuf of the Qamar, of the moon, is complete tonight. And that is a big sign in this year Ramadan, 15 of Ramadan, the night of 15. Sunday was the first day of Ramadan. Some people fasted Monday, whatever Sunday or Monday they did, but Sunday, this night is the night of the 15, is the night of the full moon. And khusuf happened, complete khusuf. And around the end of Ramadan, there is the khusuf of the sun. Khusuf and khusuf, both of them in Ramadan. And this is a sign for the signs of the last days, of our approach of Armageddon. Armageddon is coming. It's not only, I'm surprised that there are some Muslims, scholars around the world, they are forgetting or they are trying to put down the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the last days. About Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam coming back, and about Sayyidina al-Mahdi alayhi salam. And they say this is a Christian and Jewish concept. That is wrong. It is a Muslim concept. Jews are waiting for the Messiah. Christians are waiting for Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. And Muslims are waiting for Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. It is not a concept of Jews and Christians. It is a concept also of Muslims. Jews are preparing themselves for that day, for the Messiah, which is an obligation. Christians are preparing themselves for Sayyidina Isa, which is an obligation in their religion. And Muslims must prepare themselves for Sayyidina Isa, which is an obligation. Not saying Armageddon is a Christian and Jewish. I just received a book from thousands of books that I am seeing circulating. Usturat Armageddon, the legend of Armageddon. What legend of Armageddon? That is written by Hisham al-Qutayt and many, many scholars, Samir Murkus, Muhammad al-Sammak, Abdul Wahhab al-Masiri, Muhammad Atwi, al-Safir Tahir, many scholars, and saying as if it is a non-Islamic concept. Where is a hadith in Nabi about the last days filling the Bukhari and Muslim and all other books of Sahih? That's why we are getting the whips and we've been beaten up, the Muslims. Why? Because we are not following the right way that Allah wants us to follow. We are leaving behind what Allah wanted us to follow and we say no. We are on haq, we are not on batil. Why we are losing? Because we are not following the footsteps of Prophet where he mentioned to us and he mentioned to his Sahaba about the last signs of the last days. Armageddon. What's Armageddon in English? What's the meaning? Huh? War. Is not Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith of Bukhari, لا تقوم الساعة حتى تقتتل فئتان عظيمتان يكون بينهما ملحمة يكون بينهما مقتلة عظيمة ودعواهما واحدة. It is the hadith mentioned in Bukhari that signs of the last days will not come until there be a big war between two big parties fighting for one issue, same problem. They have the same problem together, they fight. And he said maqtalatun azima aw malhamatun kubra means a malhama. What's malhama in English? A slaughtering war means an Armageddon. How they are coming? Muslims are not doing anything, not even saying ya Rabbi, we are preparing our spiritual self, we are preparing our inner self. Allah is not asking you to prepare and go and fight. Fight for what? Heaven is going to fight. Sayyidina Isa is coming. A heavenly fight, not a normal fight. Jesus is coming. Is not Allah is not asking you to sit behind tanks and weapon and fight. Allah is sending Sayyidina Isa back. Jews are waiting, Christians are waiting, and Muslims are waiting. Muslims has to believe in their tradition of what Prophet mentioned to them. They are not, and that's why we are losers. Now they are happy fighting with machine gun. Machine gun, what's machine gun? That's not needed. That is fitna. That is confusion. Heavenly power coming with Sayyidina Isa. Tonight is one of the signs. In Ramadan, two eclipses, one for the moon, one for the sun coming. That is a big sign. We must think about it. And didn't happen except on the night of 15th. Full moon. Means Islam is fully, it came to its full end. Now it's coming judgment day. Near. It didn't have eclipse happened on a smaller part of the moon. No. Full moon 9th or 15th and full moon. And that's why you can understand why Ramadan was Sunday, not Monday. If it was Monday, it was not full moon. Today is full moon. We are the night of 15. Who fasted on Sunday, his fast was correct. Who fasted on Monday, he has to give one day extra. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. And that is between awliya Allah, that night is night of Mahdi alayhi salam. Not Mahdi alayhi salam, a Shia concept. It's not a Shia concept. Go and see the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's Sunni and Shia. It's an Islamic concept. Islamic principle. That eclipse tonight is for Mahdi alayhi salam. The another eclipse that coming for sun in Ramadan for Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Both of them coming together, you are going to see very near future a heavenly power, heavenly support. Many changes going to change on earth. Awliya Allah are waiting. They are not sleeping. They are saying, Subhanallah wa bihamdi, Subhanallah al-Azim, Astaghfirullah. They are asking forgiveness. They know the time of this dunya is ending. They are reciting that on dunya even. Not only on themselves, asking forgiveness, but asking, Ya Rabbi, this dunya is ending. Keep us safe and with the Ummatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah forgive us. May Allah support Muslims around the world. May Allah support all humanity and bring them back to Iman. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ بِحُرْمَةِ الْفَاتِحَةِ